Hi everyone, welcome to the Power Pod, a space to elevate your life and help you feel more powerful. My name is Alexa and I am the host of this podcast and best-selling author of Power to Persevere. My goal is to help you improve your life through wellness tips and motivation and support you on your journey through life. Make sure you stay tuned for new episodes weekly.
Hello everyone, what is going on? How is everyone doing? I just got home from work. It is a Friday evening and I am recording this podcast episode at 9 p.m. on my bedroom floor. Why? Why did I get inspired to do this right now, this time? Because of a conversation I had early this morning with an old friend over some tea. We were catching up and there was a topic that came up around everything that has to do with entrepreneurship and hustling slash pursuing your dreams. And we both said this around the same time. You just have to do it. You just have to do it. And I think what Nike's slogan is just do it. And there's some sort of significance with this phrase. And I believe it stems from this longing for some sort of acceptance or knowing that you can dive into your truth and succeed. But then at the same time, there's an abstraction with this phrase because it's like, what do you mean just do it? How do you just do it? How do I just do it? How do I just start? And I think that's where a lot of issues stem from. The ambiguity of not knowing how, when, or whom to start with. And while when you're in the beginning of your journey, starting something new, starting a new project, to answer that last part of that statement, who do you start with? You start with yourself. And you start now. And what do you start? Whatever is on your mind, whatever comes to your mind first. And I mean, I really feel like there's so much abstraction here, and it can be such a generic statement, just do it, right? But evidently, the only way to create something and to allow it to come to fruition is to sit your butt down, sit down, get that journal out, take your pen and start to flow. Start to write down everything that comes to your mind, even if you don't know what you're writing down on paper. And when you start to write down all your ideas and what you want to do, and you continue to not take action, this is when you need to go deep and see what is blocking you energetically. This is where I love to take energetics into this work of self-development, because I truly feel as if there's always some sort of energetic shift that you have to undergo, that you have to release a block that you have that might be coming from a past experience. Well, usually it's coming from a past experience, which is creating an emotion. And this emotion is driving you to not taking action. And I love to be honest with all of my listeners, followers, fans, whatever. Whatever you want to call yourself. Okay? The truth is, honestly, like, I've been in a pickle myself. And I got clear with myself what is going on. It's okay to not have your good days. It's okay to sit in moments of despair and confusion. And I feel like you have to experience those bad days in order to understand what a good day feels like. So give them grace. But I knew the answers deep down inside. I knew why I wasn't taking action. I knew why I wasn't showing up for myself, why I didn't start with me, why I was waiting for someone to save me. And I feel like also, like, in your 20s, for example, you are navigating life on your own for the most part. You're discovering who you are for the first time.
And really taking autonomy over your own life.
Making decisions without the influence of adults that might have helped encourage you when you were growing up. This is your time of understanding why you were put on this earth, of understanding your whole entire purpose during this lifetime that you've been blessed with. And sometimes it's so difficult to sit with yourself and accept that and come to place. Oh, sorry. My phone is buzzing. I actually just received 3 messages. Look at this. I'm like so busy. And that's distracting me. My social life has been distracting me. But if I'm going to be completely honest, it has actually helped me because I, like, really and truly have never lived like I'm living this past summer. I've been socializing a lot and really stepping out of my comfort zone and discovering this new person, this new being that I, like, my early 20s, I really neglected because, if you haven't listened before, my whole cancer journey, like, seriously, if you're going through something right now where you're totally out of place with or out of touch with who you are, like, it's okay. You will come back from it, hopefully, okay? Once it's all over, you will come back for it if you just have that perspective. But, like, I'm going through a season right now of continuing to unfold or understand how I'm unfolding. I think we're all unfolding our whole entire lives from the point of birth all the way until our bodies decide to stop beating and our soul leaves this earth plane. Okay. I mean, I think we have many births and many deaths within our life in itself. And, you know, you could be going through these seasons of reincarnation in some sort of way every single week, every month, every year. Right? You can be attracting new possibilities into your life. But going back to what I was saying before, it's difficult to just tune into yourself and be with yourself and build a relationship with yourself, which is the foundation of your future. And oftentimes what I've been seeing is neglect with people who I personally know, with people who I know of, neglect of self and neglect of not listening to their heart. And they use other outlets to distract themselves, to numb themselves. And while it's so easy to do that, and it's so easy to step away from who you are because it's hard to really get in touch with who you are, it's not the way. The way is inward. And when you really tune in and go inward, that's where you will find the answers. So you can listen to motivational speakers scream at you, just do it, don't make excuses, blah, blah, blah. But it's like, how? Because I think that's where we get stuck. I think we get stuck in the how. And I think to uncover the how and to really get deep and figure out, why am I not doing this? You have to learn how to love yourself. You have to look in that mirror. I talk about this all the time. You know, look in the mirror, look in your eyes, start saying I love you to yourself. You will start to cry. I swear by this practice. And it's just like, when you love yourself and you just start to listen to your heart and start to take small action because you're starting to love yourself, that's when things will start to align. And of course, when you are practicing self-love and, like, journal about what you want to do and then just start taking action. I want to let you know that I just started to randomly take action this past week and I was featured in so many different things. I was on a podcast, actually 2 podcasts, matter of fact. I was filmed in something And like, this has been on my vision board for a while. I'm like, I need to be filming something. I almost actually had the opportunity to be in a photo shoot as well for a modeling campaign, which is something I really wanted to get back into. And it's like, I just did it. I just reached out and was like, hey, let's do it. Not knowing the outcome, not knowing how I was going to feel. And it's funny because when it came to the day of me doing these things, there was some sort of dissonance. And I was like, oh my God, I don't want to do this. I don't want to be here. I'm like, Alexa, remember your purpose. Remember your vision. Remember who you are. Remember you love yourself. Remember that no matter what happens today, honestly, it's going to be okay because it's part of the learning process. And you got this. Like, you've done it before. So you have to force yourself to start creating those neural networks of being on that high that you used to be on, doing all these really fun things that you felt super aligned with. Like, you know what was distracting you from it for a while, Alex. And that's okay. We learned from that. But like, let's get ourselves back on. And as soon as I decided that, and then as soon as I started to be in flow, I started to feel so aligned with myself. Now someone's calling me. Oh my goodness. So I think that's my sign that I need to go because I'm getting pinged. I'm getting calls. I'm just, everyone needs me right now. And maybe that is some sort of symbolism for the work that I'm doing now. Like, guys, I have taken a break from podcasting. It honestly, like, I needed it because I just need to sit with myself for a little bit and be in this place of existing, not creating podcast episodes and just being. And I feel like this, like, podcasting is like working out, or like anything you do is kind of like working out. It's like you keep doing it, you build the muscles, it become a habit, and it's fine. You stop doing it, you get off track, and it's hard to get back on track. And I remember I was sitting myself down when I was in this period of being super inspired. I would record like 3 episodes in like 1 day, or like 1 week launch, 3 episodes. Just got so much on my mind that I want to share. So I didn't even know what I was going to talk about today. I'm telling you, every single time I sit in front of this microphone and have this computer screen open recording, I don't even know what I'm going to talk about. I have like some sort of generalization of an idea and topic, but everything that I say flows. I have no notes. And I think that's authentic, and it's nice because everything's just coming through flow energy. I can't even believe it's been like 13 minutes of me recording. Anyways, I have a few podcast recordings with some guests next week. I'm really excited to start getting people on. And I also really want to hear from you all who you want to have on, because I kind of want to like start to rebrand this podcast. And I know it's the Power Pod. Like, we talk about mindset, motivation. I definitely want to keep in that lane. And I really want to continue to inspire, because listen, what helps me get through life is listening to other people persevere. And I feel like if we can just have that community live forever, and this like legacy from my book and everything just like continue to live on, I think it will inspire people. And if you also want to start a podcast, like, reach out to me. I really want to hear your idea. I want to see if I can help in any way. I do have an episode, if you scroll down, how to start a podcast. You have to just do it. Like, you literally just pick up your phone, start recording on it. Like, a lot of my early episodes were on my phone. Okay, I have this professional microphone here because my publisher sent it to me when I was recording my audiobook, which never ended up recording correctly, so I actually outsourced it. But you just gotta do it. You don't have to be perfect at it. You just have to start. And even like with this podcast, it's like a slow burn growth. I just like, oh well, you know, one day it'll grow. And I don't even do it for that. Like, honestly, if it's helping just one person, that's what I'm trying to do. And I have had people that I didn't even know listen to this podcast send me messages about my episodes. I'm like, wow, thank you. And if you are one of those listeners and you are tuning in, I would love to hear your feedback. And I want to remind you all to do not forget to give this podcast a 5-star review if you liked it. If you're on Apple, I think think you can make a comment on there. So I'd really appreciate that, because rating this podcast, reviewing it, will help you actually get more suggestions on podcasts similar to this, and it will help my podcast grow to help inspire more people. Don't forget to subscribe to it, and do not forget to have a beautiful day. I'm excited for whatever life brings me today. Well, today as in Sunday when this is coming out. Friday, my day is over. It's nighttime. I'm going to bed soon. I'm having myself a spa day. In fact, I'm about to put a face mask on and just chill out. And it's okay to give yourself grace. It's okay to just let yourself be. And as I now stumble with words and start to become a little unclear about what to talk about next, because this podcast episode's kind of over, I'm just gonna end it.